The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Sponsored by Taskers, with a fresh new look, designed with you in mind. Find Taskers on Instagram. Say it's Taskers online. Welcome back to this week's episode of Ladies of Liverpool. Once again, massive thank you to you all for tuning in religiously, for sharing the link with everyone that you know. If you fancy a bit of a laugh, you want to know what's going on in our city and beyond, this is the place to be. This week is no different. It could get a little bit rowdy because you're listening to three very enthusiastic wine drinkers. We love a wine, but you wouldn't call us lushers. We're almost professional. I'm almost sat with two actual professionals. Did you know it could be your job? Did you know you could do a degree in wine? Well, you're going to hear all about it and the wonderful journey two very dear friends have been on. Once they left their jobs in schools, they jibbed off teaching to taste wine for a living. This is Ladies of Liverpool. So, my two most favourite people in the world, we've got Jonathan and Laura, doing two very different things with wine. That sounds a little
what
bit
brings us together.
First question, what can you do with a wine bottle?
Empty it.
Yes.
And that's the answer.
Empty many.
Recycle. Exactly that. So I said you didn't fall off today.
We are
a screw. Put a candle in it, finish it, and move on. So first things first, Jonathan, the reason we're here today is because you have sorted, I think, in my opinion, the biggest and bestest event to come to Liverpool in a long time. So let's start with that. Then we're going to get into the nitty gritty. We want stories of where your job's taking you, the celebrities, the lavish lifestyle, and also the little crappy bits that nobody sees on your Instagram pages. So the event, where is it? When is it? How do we get our tickets?
Thank you so much. Northern Wine Festival, 7th of March, coming up very soon. We are going to be at Crypt Hall in Liverpool's iconic Metropolitan Cathedral.
Yeah.
We have producers, distributors and wine educators representing the world of wine. So all of these people are coming to pour wine for your tasting pleasure, just for you, Leanne, and anyone else.
This is the beauty of this. Now, we can actually take a minute to just celebrate you and what you've done. Oh. I just think a local lad, primary teacher, school teacher, giving that security up to then take a risk on something like this. I want everyone listening to this podcast to support them in whatever way you can. If you haven't got the money to buy a ticket, which is how much?
£35.
Cheap as chips. How many glasses of wine do you get for your £35?
Well, you get your first 12.
What?
And a wine glass.
That is the best.
And a tote bag.
Do you? I can't believe that. So if you've got a birthday coming up, a hen party, you're celebrating something, or you're sick of being on your own on a Saturday afternoon and you want to be with like-minded people, yes, interesting people, and you want to drink 12 glasses of wine for 35 quid with parents and a tote bag and a glass, this is the deal. So the website to buy your tickets?
Yes, is backersschoolofwine.co.uk.
It's a hard one to sell, to spell.
Yes.
Spell it
the
for
Backers,
us.
God of Wine, B-A-C-C-H-U-S.
And you can press pause on a podcast. I can rewind. So if you need to go rewind to type it into your phone, you can. And also, I'll post it on my social media.
Amazing.
Head to Leanne Campbell on Instagram for a chance to win your tickets and to find your ticket link and all your information. So you're going all out on this. It's never, ever happened before. It's for one day only.
Absolutely.
What's that date again?
7th of March, Saturday, 7th of March. And there's two sessions as well. So we have the afternoon session between 11 and 3 mm-hmm. and the evening session between 4 and 8.
I was in our house chatting to my mum the other day and I was like, and there's two sessions and I believe you can stay for both. And my mum went, oh, tell that poor lad not to let people stay for both. Don't allow that. No good will come of that. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do it. Just see how it is. And she's like, no, don't let people stay. But it's not about going and getting pissed, is it? It's about tasting wines. And as you said, you've brought people from Mexico to yes. Liverpool, from California to Liverpool, from all around the world to our gorgeous city for this beautiful event in the most gorgeous surroundings, the crypt of the cathedral. Yes.
It had to be somewhere sensational, I think, for what we really hope to be a sensational event. And the enthusiasm and uptake already has been phenomenal. So, you know, excuse the pun, but there really is a genuine thirst for this this caliber event in Liverpool. And having all those amazing people, like you mentioned, Leanne, come and showcase their wines, I really like to think that there's something for everybody at Northern Wine Festival. If you're a seasoned connoisseur, you know, you'll get a kick out of the Mexican wines and discovering something new. But equally, if you're quite new to wine and you just want to kind of dip your toe in, there's going to be loads of classic regions and those wines and regions that we all know and love as well.
And you're given a little bit of a chance to expose, I would say, like, you're not just talking about all your wines from these beautiful, your Italian wines and your Spanish, which is fabulous and which is the reason I'll be going. But I love that you're doing something as well for the UK and for our local wines. Talk to us about that.
Yes. So one of the key themes to Northern Wine Festival is English Spotlight. Mm-hmm. So we have four vineyards and estates travelling up from the south of England, from Kent, Sussex, two estates from Sussex, and two estates from Devon as well. So there's Bantham, Sandridge Barton, Simpsons, and Digby Fine English and Stopham. It's amazing because the people behind the labels are going to be there.
Yeah.
To talk people through the wines, not just their wines, but the scene of the wine scene in England as well. So it's just going to be a great opportunity to kind of support local.
Yeah.
At least as in national. Yeah. But the quality is phenomenal. So people, if they're not familiar with English wine, they're going to be blown away.
It's going to be such a stunning day. I cannot wait. So I'll put it in the write-up as well. But wherever you listen to this, it'll be in the write-up, the website. I'll just make it so easy for people to get involved, because this is going to be a sellout. No question about it. I cannot imagine Liverpool letting you down on this. And people are going to travel from everywhere to come to Liverpool, which is brilliant as well.
I think the really nice thing for Liverpool as well is because we do have a reputation for showcasing culture in general, but also for wine. You know, we've hosted Bordeaux Wine Festival at least on four occasions over the last decade. So we have that association for showcasing global culture. And I think personally there's no better spot than Liverpool.
Absolutely couldn't agree more. Now you're sat next to my most cultured friend, Miss Laura. Now, Miss Laura, very similar situation. Like, we grew up together. We were tiny dancers together, little babies, and we've gone through life together and we've cheered each other on relentlessly.
Holidayed together.
We were holidaying while we were
right. another episode.
Yeah, we should really do a YouTube channel, I think, of me traveling together, because it starts off very cultured. Mm. It really does.
And we try, don't we? Do we throw ourselves in, Leanne? We get really the maps out and everything.
We do. We do. We climb mountains if there's a wine bar at the top.
And take on the local language.
Yes,
and everything. We do.
So I'm very proud of my Laura. And then I was very proud of you when I met you. And I thought, I'll speak to Laura. And Laura's like, I know, Jonathan. Yeah. We sat next to each other in class.
We did.
So you both taught, Laura taught languages. What did you teach?
I was in primary education, so kind of jack of all trades, mainly taught year one, little 5-6-year-olds. I spent 14 years as a primary school teacher.
So it's true, teaching drives you to drink?
That's the joke, but we all know in every joke there is truth.
There is truth. Cheers to all of our teachers listening now. I hope you sat in the bath with a glass of wine, a bottle in fact, and you're listening to this and we're putting a smile on your face, but they work so hard and it's so intense. And don't get me started on what's expected of teachers these days.
No.
The pressure's unreal. Mm-hmm. Almost unattainable, some might say. Yeah. And I hear all the time through the Lazy Liverpool pages of the stress that our teaching staff are under and how they're struggling in every way. So you two decided to step out of that environment and do what you love. And for both of you, that was wine. So Laura, that I remember you talking about it. I remember the first phone conversation. You were like, I'm going to do what I love.
Yes.
I'm going to do a degree in wine. I'm like, you can't do a bloody degree in wine. That doesn't exist. How did you find out about it?
So it was the WSET exams. And I was just reading about it when I was in Madrid, actually, when I was living there. And I was working as a teacher in Madrid. And I thought I want to do it, but as a hobby, but then maybe potentially a career. Mm-hmm. So I remember my dad bringing over a wine book to Madrid when he came to visit me. And I just literally read it within like 2 days. I was just like, right, this is for me.
Yeah.
I knew I wanted to move back to the UK. I got into hospitality and I thought this is the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Soak up what I was learning from the hotel industry and food and wine there. And then I started the WSET course and I met Jonathan on our level 3, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in Manchester.
In Manchester. Mm. And we both sat next to each other. We both got our pencil cases out, made lovely notes, highlighted everything. And I was like, are you a teacher? And he was like, yeah. I said, I knew it. And we both were so geeky.
It was a matching stationery, I think.
Yeah, so prepared.
But we loved it. And we liked challenging each other too, didn't we? We test each other and... Yeah, we had a little group going on at the time. And I remember we came out of our exams and we were like, what was that? Like literally. And then we had a glass of fizz. I remember that. It was fun. And from that day onwards, I just thought this is something I love. Yeah. And I think if you turn your passion into an hobby, into a career, you are very lucky, you know?
Absolutely. Yes. So your journey is very different to Jonathan's. And I want to talk about where this degree, this qualification is taking you both. So not the easiest. People might think you sit around drinking wine, but it's exam after exam, you know, the technical side of it and knowing the facts and the figures and all that kind of stuff. So it's tough. You finally got your qualification. Yeah. Where did it take you, Laura, first?
So it was lockdown, really. I decided I wanted a niche into the Spanish wines. So I did a Spanish wine scholar. And then I started doing a private wine tastings on the Wirral, to started with friends and then started branching out.
Pig.
You were a guinea pig.
In lockdown.
You don't know how it worked.
That's all the guinea pig.
It was so good. We were all trapped in our houses and she'd give us a list. Get that wine, that wine, that wine, and then pair it with this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
So we'd all get our little bits of shop and then the four of us would gather around on a Zoom chat.
Yeah.
And we by the end, remember the end of the first one?
Oh, it was funny.
We were swinging from the rafters.
Everyone would start off by looking at the screen, all prepared in their best glam, because our ladies of lockdown group were on there.
Get all dressed up and go in our spare bedrooms.
Yeah.
And
by the end of it, Leanne, sometimes you'd see people just kind of like this. And I think, well, this isn't, it's just a sample, ladies, sample.
And we put the music on at the end.
Oh, we danced. We saw it kept us going in such a horrendous time.
Wide right. The most scary.
Yeah.
That was you really coming into your own.
Yes, it was.
Practicing on your friends.
It was, and that was the first step. But then when I went to homes and started doing it, the first one, I remember being so nervous. I thought, I'm turning up with all this wine. Mm-hmm. These people haven't been out in the world. Like, how is this going to end? And, you know, after the first one, I thought, I've brought something into their home that they have loved, they've learned.
Yeah.
It's brought them together. It's made them closer. They were chatting, you know, relaxed.
Gorgeous.
It was exactly what we all needed after such a tough time, I think. And after that, I then branched into restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then it took me abroad. And that's where my latest, well, last year, I was traveling quite a bit.
I am going to stop you there. Because we're going to jump to Jonathan and then we're going to come back because I want to know your highlights.
Oh.
And I know what my highlight for Laura is. And I'm just going to give you this one little phrase. She only works on the super yachts. So we'll come back to that. Jonathan, you've just qualified. What did you do with your degree?
So after the 2 year qualification for what is referred to as the diploma in London, that was obviously incredibly intense. And really the ambition to go that far with my own personal education was to expand my wine school. Mm-hmm. So interestingly, my journey started with a gift from my mum and dad, who gifted me an entry level qualification with the WSET that Laura mentioned just now. So I kind of continued on that path, went to level four, came out, and because I was already running my Liverpool based wine school, offering levels one and two at the time, because I was now a DIP W set. We get letters at the end of our name, Leanne.
Nice.
I could then offer level three as well. So that the ambition there was just to expand my wine school and offer more qualifications. But then I suppose unexpectedly, kind of going so intense on theory and tasting, one of the exit points at the end was to blind taste a flight of 12 wines and identify, not only write a tasting note that would award you marks, but also identify the grape variety used, the regions and the country that wine comes from. So it was, when you do see little snippets of people kind of doing weird stuff on the telly, it's true, you can
so
do it.
So they're swirling it around your mouth and spitting it out and all that.
And naming a country. You hear it?
It's true. And then spit out and go like, France? Yeah. Oh, stop it. How can I do this?
It's true. You've got to come to wine school.
Tell us the improvement that to come to the wine
school. Yes, so we're just around the corner. We're on Paradise Street in the pocket.
This would be the first day out.
It is, and my approach very much is it can be geeky, and you know, you can talk about the geeky highlights, but it's all in you know, with the ambition of making it fun and approachable. Mm-hmm. So from a personal level, take from it many, many things, but as long as they're personal to you and we keep it real and fun, then that's the main thing. But, you know, in terms of the theory and working through the textbooks, you know, that's all done through tasting the sample wines. And I suppose our job as educators is to choose those wines that really have typicity. So they're very classic and typical of that style. So that then
what's that word?
Typicity. It's my favourite word. Yeah. Wine, it's not made up.
Try and say that after a bottle.
Were you pissed? Typicity? I'll take you home.
Not to be confused with tipsy, of course. But yeah, therefore, as the educator, you're giving people those samples, those reference points.
Yeah.
So that when you are approached with a similar wine, so that there's no tricks involved, of course, when, you know, a similar typical classic wine, you have the ability to identify the wine itself, given the characteristics or the structural components. So we can go really detailed and talk about the acid.
Isn't it?
It is.
I think sometimes, like, in conversation, you'll mention wine tasting, and I don't know anything, especially in comparison to you two, the experts, but I just enjoy the fun of it. I never retain the information, I'll be honest, that could be the wine, but I never seem to walk away with much information. I know what I like. Mm-hmm. I love when Laura tells me to look for the colours and I can see the gooseberry when it's like a nice green tone, or you know, I look for the buttery colours in a Chardonnay and that kind
of thing. You love
your red. I do love my red. We love a Rioja, don't we?
Yeah.
And so I love that side of it, and I feel like for some, they go, oh, wine tasting, and you think of the spitting out and it being really quite heavy and boring. Mm. And it's just not. It's the best little afternoon out. I did it in New Zealand the first time I ever did one. Nice place to do it.
Yes.
In this gorgeous like vineyard in New Zealand with my cousin Julie. And that was my eye-opener. So when you said you were going to get involved, I was like, I support this gear. Yeah. If this can be your life, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
It's literally every subject in one as well. Mm-hmm. You've got geography, history, languages, science, everything. And to tell someone, you know, through this wine, the story behind the bottle, the winemakers, where it's from, climate, it's opening their eyes to a whole different world, and also showing them the beauty of wine. It isn't just about necking a bottle, getting drunk and thinking, oh, I Pinot Grigio's not for me, it makes me sick. Well, three bottles will. You've got to do it correctly.
No judgment.
And also judgment, that's a good word. There's no judgment with wine. You know, what you enjoy enjoy. Yes. You know, if you love it with a bag of Quavers or something, or a chocolate bar, if that's your ideal evening and you enjoy that glass, who am I or Jonathan to say, oh, you should be drinking this or that?
Wow.
I always say to the people who come to my wine courses and groups, you know, it is about you, what you're getting from that wine, the pleasure it gives you.
Absolutely. I think as well, it's experiencing it with your people. So I know when I've sat with Laura and she's gone, you know, try this and try this and try this. I've gone, gorgeous. What shall I eat with that? She'll go, well, I'll have fish with that and I'll have this certain cheese with that, and we do that. And then I then will invite other people to my garden, my mum, my dad, my sister, whatever. And I'll be like, right, you're going to have a glass of this, but you're going to eat this.
It makes a difference though.
Sociable things
and wine go together. Look at how they do it in Italy. You know yourself. I travel there a lot. I go to Spain a lot. France are the same.
Yeah.
They do it with family. They all sit around the table and they pair their meals, their moments with the right bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And I feel as a country, we're trying to, but we do not do it as much as we should.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sociably rather than just get your eyeglass, you know, making it a nice experience of it.
Yeah.
So let's talk travel. We'll go back to Jonathan.
Okay.
Where have you been? What have you seen?
Oh, gosh. My most recent vineyard trip, where I'm returning to this year, actually, was Tuscany. And I would probably say Tuscany is my favourite.
I just message her, though, relentlessly, photographs of bottles of wine, drinking this, what do you know? And she'll just go, tell me all about it. Tuscany, tell me more.
Should we just all check into the same time and home together?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
So I've literally been talking about this on my other podcast, Leanne and Dave's Daily Dose, every day. Give that a search after this. So I was talking about this plan I've got, and I'm going to sell everything, buy a little property in Italy. It was always going to be the Italian Scouse House.
Yes.
But now it's going to be for people who don't want to die on their own. So I'm like, you know, if you're the last one standing, come over. And we'll just get you drunk. We'll feed you lovely cheeses. And you'll look at a lovely view. And then you'll shut your eyes. Yeah, and the chapter's closed. But you won't be on your own. Bit morbid. But I think it's quite an interesting topic. So I'll save you both a room.
Please.
So go on. You were in Tuscany. Yes. What are you thinking?
Sangiovese. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner as well. But with a different cheese for each dinner as well. So, yeah, we mixed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But we were there. Well, we were touring, actually. This year's trip will be a family trip. So the children are going for the first time, which they are just so excited about, because we've gone a little bit middle class, and we have this particular farm, and we order their balsamic vinegars and things, and my kids just drink the balsamic vinegar. But they're very, very excited about going to the farm and seeing where the balsamic vinegar is made. So they're very excited about that. That's where we're going. So it's a biodynamic vineyard farm that we're going to stay on. But we toured, actually, as part of Bacchus Wine Tastings. I usually put on an annual vineyard tour for the public once a year.
Yeah.
So actually last year was very exciting on that point, because that was the first international tour, because we've usually done the south of England before.
We could come with you.
You can book on my bus. I've not mentioned this before.
My daughters here are Annabelle. And we did a lovely little time in Tuscany. We did Siena and Lucca, didn't we?
Beautiful.
Do you want to come with me? You can't taste the wine. She's only 12. But this is, we love Tuscany, didn't we?
The balsamic is amazing.
You can drink balsamic. I'll drink the wine.
Brian, the balsamic, olive oil.
She loves dripping the olive oil.
It's all you need.
Okay.
Yes. So, sorry.
About this year's one then, where are we going?
So, this year's public tour is Champagne, 5 days of Champagne, which I know will be up orders.
Oh my God, I went there last summer to the Paul Roger house. I was invited for a tasting. Oh my God, it's amazing, but carry on.
Well, Laura is too polite to mention, but I know the doors of Paul Roger are closed to the public. So how on earth did you get it? Where did you find the key?
Wow. Yeah, it was a very magical
moment. You know, I'm so in awe of everything.
You've got to be very VIP to get in there. Oh, yeah.
She is.
Well, it was an incentive trip that I worked hard for. So it was a chance that I got to do. And to be honest, it has been my dream since getting into the wine industry to go to Champagne. So
another box tick, but well done. Yeah.
So wow, Jonathan, that'll be amazing for everyone to go. Fantastic reason.
So what would this trip entail?
So it's four nights, 5 days. We're going to be based in Reims, and then we're going to do a tour of the classic, what we refer to as the Grand Marques, the big houses, some very, very special names involved. And what's really, really lovely about all of the tours is because it's a group tour,
we are
kind of privy to some nice experiences that aren't kind of your off-the-shelf experience.
Yeah.
So there'll be loads of fun, geeky things like vertical wine tastings and what we might refer to as kind of cellar releases of backdated vintages and stuff that isn't usually for sale. So we get a really nice perks to kind of taste all of these. Of course, they'll involve tours of the amazing cellars down in Champagne, a kind of UNESCO heritage. It's absolutely sensational. Some of the tastings are going to take place in the cellars as well. So it's very, very special. We'll be spending another day in Epinay as well and seeing some of the other big names there. And then we are going to have what I'm personally looking forward to is what private transportation for the duration of the trip as well. And we'll do a grow a day. So just very quickly for some people that may be less familiar with that term, but you have your big houses in Champagne, which are iconic and fantastic. And they typically buy their fruit from farmers because they obviously work at a larger scale. But not many of them have their own vineyards, contrary to what we see around the rest of France and around the rest of the world. But the growers are much more small scale. They own their own vineyards. They process their own fruit. They make their own champagne. So they're very, very hands-on. And because they're small, we talk about terroir. And these wines, these grower champagnes really give a sense of place from this unique spot that, you know, is not blended with fruit from around the rest of the region. So that will be the other side of the kind of champagne industry, which people are going to get an insight into as well.
I'm serious. Are we going? Shall we
yes.
go? Okay, buckles.
Okay.
Can I just say, though, from my experience, it's a true story, don't follow every man in Cheetos and a blue blazer, because I did and got lost. It was the wrong fella. So
I'm just grateful that wasn't a story about me, because my heart sank there. I went, oh, what you gonna say?
No, we were following with the group that had gone, and our lovely guy
you
was leading the way.
He was
literally wearing this outfit. So I was taking my pictures for my Instagram page and stuff, and I got lost, and I ended up following the wrong tour leader, because all the men are dressed the same.
Did you pop off with them?
No.
Gosh.
Business is business, Leanne. You know what I'm like.
She is very professional. She really is such a professional.
Let me say au revoir.
So where have you been? And what have you seen?
Oh, so my highlight definitely last year was the Champagne trip and trying a wine from 1921. A Champagne from 1921 from the Paul Roger portfolio. It was incredible. And you know what? Still fresh, still holding on to its bubbles, surprisingly, because that obviously when a wine ages, you think it's either going to be past its best, spoiled, ruined, faulty, whatever, but it was still drinkable and we paired it.
Situation.
Yeah.
What's the occasion to say we are, because once it's
gone,
it's gone.
Yeah.
Was it
that was the
We've got this girl in Liverpool rocking up.
You've held on tough for 100 years.
It was a private dinner, and then it was actually a blind tasting too, because they said we're going to bring out a wine now, but you've got to guess the year. So we were looking at the colour. I said 1929, I think.
Gosh,
I
mean,
or 1933. Then, yeah. But some people were very close as well. And then when they revealed it, we were just like, wow.
Did you cry?
No, I just enjoyed it.
Because that feels like a bit of an... Because it's what you both love.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be such a...
I did get emotional when I was there. But when I was doing the dinner, no. But when I actually got there, I thought, this is and has been my dream, to be honest. So, yeah, it is. And it's such a beautiful, unique place.
Yeah.
And you go... time stops really there. It's so clean, prestige, and it really does bring out why champagne comes with a price point. You learn about the history and everything, and there is no other region in the world that matches that caliber for sparkling wine. It just doesn't. So
interesting stuff. I'm going to give you the magic word, super yacht. Can you please tell us how you ended up on the super yacht last summer?
So yes, last year was an amazing year for Lingovino, which is my wine tasting business.
Instagram.
And basically the year before, in 2024, I went to the Palma boat show in Mallorca, and I got talking to a guy called Joe, who works for Global Wine Solutions, and they supply fine wines to the mega yachts, the super yachts. We got talking. I sent an email over and then I spoke to their master of wine, who is in charge of the company, Liam Stevenson. Great guy, so much fun. And we got talking about education and he said, could you have a look, you know, sort this course out, give it some structure, and let's work together and create a course for yacht crew on the super yacht. So we did that and it is designed specifically for the yachting industry, as opposed to say a WSET course, the Wine Spirits Education Trust. This is what you need when you work on a super yacht.
Yeah.
How to serve, how to pour, wine labelling, all the detail that they just need on the job.
This is a prime example of how I rave about this, where I'm like, she created that opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just like you, you could be doing your wine tasting, that's lovely. Then you created this opportunity to go abroad, Jonathan, and take people to experience something that might be a once in a lifetime thing for them. Then you've created this opportunity to open up the cathedral to wine lovers. These things don't fall on your lap.
No,
you two have created this.
Yeah.
And I just want to bang the drum for the day. I'm just like, this is unbelievable.
Well, you might not, you won't be able to see this, of course, but my mouth was just agog then, like listening to, and just loving those below deck vibes and, you know, just just taking that.
Can I just say, though, that is, everyone says the same. They're all like, it isn't.
Don't spoil our fantasy.
It is very different. I mean, these are yachts. These are incredible yachts.
So you go on the super yachts and you teach
on board. Yes, the yachts, and then also at the actual marinas as well. We've got classrooms there that we do for the crew. And everyone I have met through that industry has been exceptional. Mm-hmm. The yachties, they're fabulous, you know, just so professional.
Are the
so
staff like below deck?
No,
do you get a couple of wild cards?
Not where I've been, no. It is very elite.
Not turn up hungover, but he slept with her, she's not speaking to him.
No, this is very, very professional in what they do. Yeah. And they're young kids, but they are so good. And then the company that I've been obviously consulting with, Global Wine Solutions, the whole team there have been excellent as well. So I ended up in Tarragona, Cartagena, so mainland Spain all round, Mallorca, and then Genoa in Italy in November, and also around the south of France too. So.
And you were on a very special super yacht. Are we allowed to talk about? No, we're not allowed to talk about it. Zoe has to DM me on Instagram and I'll send you all the voice notes. And I'll be like, well, I'll give you clues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's just the circles that she's in and doing the job that she does to such a high standard. It's
and the pleasure.
I get so much joy.
I actually stand there and I'm thinking, this is my job. Like when I host wine tasting events in restaurants, in homes, and I'm standing there and I'm enjoying myself and they are, and I think I'm getting paid to do this.
Yeah.
And you know, like yourself, Jonathan, we've gone out and looked for those opportunities and we've brought people together on the Wirral, Liverpool. And I'm proud of you.
It's just so lovely to share a platform and talk about something that we're both so deeply passionate about. And yet we've carved a little path for ourselves. And I just feel very fortunate, I'm sure Laura does as well, that, you know, not everybody gets an opportunity to work in something, an area or a field that they're so passionate about. But wine, generally, again, for any listeners who are, you know, potentially interested, it's one of those industries that is not only so friendly and so welcoming for every kind of aspect of the industry, but it really does give you that opportunity where you can go out and seek something that is a bit of you.
Yeah.
And in that, hopefully finding like-minded people to share that with.
Yeah, it's very special. Yeah. So let's come back then. We'll go full circle to the start of the pod. Where do we need to be, on what date, and how do we get our tickets, Jonathan?
So Northern Wine Festival, you do absolutely need to be there because it's going to be iconic for the city of Liverpool. We're going to be at the Cryptor in Liverpool's Metropolitan Cathedral, 7th of March, two sessions, 11 till 3 for the afternoon, 4 till 8 for the evening. Come, sip, and sample up to 100 wines from representatives around the world, including English wine estates, off-the-beaten-track emerging wine regions such as Mexico, Uruguay, China and Japan, classic regions such as Spain, Italy, California, and meet wine educators as well who will be pouring blind wine, so you can have a little dabble in that geeky area and figure out what it's all about. And there will be masterclasses available as well. It's going to be the most sensational celebration of wine for Liverpool.
Yeah, it's going to be sensational. That's the word, Jonathan. Absolutely. Laura, where do we find you, my love?
On Lingovino, on Instagram, and also on TikTok, all social media platforms. And if you want to attend one of my wine tasting events, just drop me a message.
Please follow them both. Support them both. Locals doing wonderful things. We live for it on Ladies of Liverpool. We'll be back next week with another episode. So share this. Tell everyone you know to be tuning in next Friday to our gorgeous episodes. Thank you very much.
Keep sipping. Keep smiling.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new look in store or head to taskersonline.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.